My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And this is the Hard Shoulder. State exams just around the corner. So Aoife O'Driscoll is with me now. She's an English teacher in Cork CBC, a textbook author and a webinar deliverer at Tralee ED Centre. Aoife, thanks a million for taking a few minutes to chat to us. There's going to be lots of advice coming the way of students, and much of it will focus on the build-up to the exam and how to manage those final bits of study and what to eat and sleep and energy levels and all of that. I want to focus with you on the moment you actually sit down and the exam paper is put down on the desk in front of you. I mean, where do you start in terms of the advice you give students? What's the first thing they do in that moment?
Well, you know, you're right. I suppose there is a lot of advice on what to do in the lead up, but it still is very daunting when you go in and, you know, you're faced with an invigilator, somebody supervising the exam that you don't know, and it's all very formal. I think the first thing I would say to students is take a deep breath. Do not rush, because very often people are going into the exam thinking, you know, I hope such and such a poet comes up, or I hope such and such a topic comes up. And they rush looking through the paper and, you know, they don't actually analyze the questions properly. Maybe they look for a name of a poet that's going to come up, for example. And if it does, they start to write everything they know. And I think the most important thing is to stop, sit back, and take those 5 or 10 minutes to read through the paper from start to finish. I think that's actually particularly important for the junior cycle students. I know there's a lot of focus on the leaving certs, but, you know, the junior cycle, because they have a different paper every year and there's no set format, which, you know, the leaving certs at least do, it's so important for them to read through the paper from start to finish, not to answer a question, then turn the page and see that part B of that question, you know, they've already answered it in part A. So for all students, leaving cert or junior cert, it is taking that 5 or 10 minutes and not looking around and seeing that everybody else is already writing, because it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. And I suppose the other thing is that for the students, when they sit down, they've done an awful lot of prep. And then when they look at the questions, they can seem really daunting. You know, they say, well, I've never studied this theme, or I don't know this topic. They do. They have done the work. They need to trust themselves. But again, it's about having that confidence to sit and think about it for a minute. And, you know, how can you come at that from a different angle? One of the things I always say to students is, when you look at a question, don't immediately go to answer it, but think, if I were to explain this question to somebody else who didn't understand it, if I had to rephrase it in a different way, what would I say? Because, you know, the questions are not designed to catch you out. Mm. They're designed to give you a way in. And it's just up to you to find that, really, isn't it?
And is that then the way you kind of, you decide which questions you're going to do? Is it like, you know, that breakdown of the question, the example you gave, imagine yourself explaining it to somebody else. I'm just thinking of somebody who goes in and they maybe have a choice. A couple of the poets they've studied have come up and they're wondering, oh, which one should they go for?
That's a really good question. And what I would always say to my students there is, you know, sometimes a question can seem very appealing and you think, oh, that's great. I'd write a fantastic essay on that. And then you start writing without planning. And, you know, a page and a half in, you realize you've run out of ideas, or actually this essay title doesn't really suit you at all. So again, what I would say to you when you look down, if you have a choice of questions, again, it's about taking that minute or two to very quickly jot down the briefest of plans for the two questions possibly. And you might be surprised. It might be the question that you thought wasn't the one you wanted to do at first that would actually suit you better and you've more to say about, you know. So it's very important. And I think it's a very hard thing for students to do, to sit and take that moment, but it's probably the most important thing they can do.
And then when it comes to answering the question, should students just keep writing something until the invigilator tells them to put down their pens or pencils?
Well, I think the timing is the most important aspect. And again, that's, you know, about organizing your timing in the paper. For the junior cycle students, that's harder because they have to look at the questions, work out how many marks go for each one, how long they should spend in it. And I would generally say, you know, for English, it would be 5 marks is 3 minutes. Then for the leaving cert, say for the English, it's a little bit different. It's a mark a minute. But what I would say to the students, and this is really, really important, is to be ruthless with your timing. You know, if you say, well, I'm going to spend 50 minutes on this, and that's what you know you can spend, do not spend 55 minutes on it. Because if you go over by 5 minutes in, you know, a few questions, suddenly there's a whole section that you can't do. And it can be very tempting for students to say, look, I'm going to put all my time and energy into the big mark questions and not worry about the shorter marks. But that's really bad planning, because if you think about it, say for English now, I suppose that's, you know, one of my subjects and it's what I'd be most experienced in. But if you say in English, well, I'm going to spend an extra 10 minutes here now answering on King Lear and I won't do the unseen poem because that's only worth 20 marks. Even if you spend an extra 10 minutes on King Lear, you're not going to get an extra 20 marks. Yes. You're not going to get an extra 10 marks. And that 20 marks for the unseen poem is 5% of your overall exam. You know, students don't break that down and say, well, look, that's a very short or small mark question. But actually, in terms of percentage, it could be a great difference for me. And I think the most important thing is not even just to keep writing to the end, although I would always advise that, but to make sure you answer every single part of the paper. You know, it's happened. I've corrected exams in the past where students have been doing brilliantly, and then they just didn't get the paper finished and suddenly they're down 1-2 grades, you know.
Listen, Aoife, thanks a million for the advice. Aoife O'Driscoll is an English teacher in Cork CBC, a textbook author and webinar deliverer at Tralee ED Centre.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.